to turn back to 1 Corinthians now, and we'll pick up our Bible study together. 1 Corinthians chapter 15.
再次欢迎大家，我们还是来学习《格林多前书》的第十五章。 大家可以翻到《格林多前书》第十五章。
1 Corinthians 15, and we're going, that's on page 312, I guess, is where we'll be picking it up today. Page 312 in the New Testament.
在新约的第312页，我们应该今天继续从那里开始学习。
All right. So again, welcome to those of you who've just joined. I'm not sure where we got to last week. So you may be able to help me. I think that we finished page 311, and we just about to start page 312. Is that right?
他认为我们是学完了第311页，应该从312页开始。你们大家认为是对的吗？还是
Yes.
All right. That's very good. I'm seeing many heads going in the right direction. So thank you. That's very kind.
非常好，因为他看到。
All right, then we'll get Roy to read verses 42 through 44, and then we'll make a comment on them.
因为我跟大家从第42节读到第44节，然后他在 来做一些讲解。第四十二节，死人复活也是这样。所种的是必朽坏的，复活的是不朽坏的；所种的是羞辱的，复活的是荣耀的；所种的是软弱的，复活的是刚强的；所种的是血气的身体，复活的是灵性的身体。若有血气的身体，也必有灵性的身体。
All right, so it reads in English. So will it be with the resurrection of the dead. The body that is sown is perishable. It is raised imperishable. It is sown in dishonor. It will be raised in glory. It is sown in weakness. It will be raised in power. It is sown a natural body. It is raised a spiritual body. If there is a natural body, there is also a spiritual body.
他刚刚读的42到44节啊。
All right. So, I think we covered some of this detail last week, but it's encouraging that the body that we will get will be spirit, will be it'll be imperishable. It's not going to get old. We'll all be perfect age, whatever that will be, when we get to heaven. And we will not be just old people. We will be perfect people. Praise the Lord.
所以呢，我们上个星期啊也讲到了一些细节。我认为呢，到我们到天堂的时候，我们得到的身体是一个不会朽坏的身体，它就是也不会老。
We will be raised in glory. We will be raised not weak, but we will be raised in power. We're going to be different. We'll be the same people, but we're going to be different, far greater, far better than we are now.
因为我们复活的是荣耀的。 然后呢，复活的是强壮的，不是那个虚弱的。我们的身体呢，复活以后呢，永远
Now it's interesting that verse 44 basically uses the logic that if there is a natural body, and we've all got one, so we agree there is, then there will be a spiritual body.
我们如果有一个血气的身体，这个是确实是个事实，我们大家都有一个。那么复活以后呢，我们就有一个灵性的身体。
All right, and so we'll read verses 45 through 49 to pick up that theme.
所以呢，我跟大家读，Let me read in Chinese.
Yes, please.
我让大家从读一下45节到第49节，然后再来讲解。 45节，经上也是这样记着说，首先的人亚当成了有灵的活人，末后的亚当成了叫人活的灵，但属灵的不在先，属血气的在先，以后才有属灵的。头一个人是出于地，乃属土；第二个人是出于天，那属土的怎样？ 凡属土的也就怎样，属天的怎样，凡属天的也就怎样。我们既有属土的形状，将来也必有属天的形状。Yeah.
All right. So, verse 45 then says, "So it is written, the first man, Adam, became a living being; the last Adam, a life-giving spirit." The spiritual did not come first, but the natural, and after that, the spiritual. The first man was of the dust of the earth, the second man from heaven. As was the earthly man, so are those who are of the earth, and as is the man from heaven, so also are those who are of heaven. And just as we have borne the likeness of the earthly man, so shall we bear the likeness of the man from heaven.
他读的是45到第49节哈。
So the question will be, what am I going to be like when I get to heaven?
问题是呢，我到了天堂以后，我会是什么样子？
And the answer is, we will bear the likeness of the man from heaven who was Jesus, and so I will be like Jesus, and if you've trusted him as your Savior, you'll be there, and you'll be like Jesus. What a thrilling thing that is going to be.
所以呢，那个就是说，我们那个到了天堂，我们会像主耶稣一样，也是穿上光的，我们跟主耶稣是一样的。当我们
And the reason that we know that we will be like Jesus is we also know that we will be like Adam.
所以呢，这个原因为什么我们知道我们会将要像主耶稣一样，因为我们已经像亚当一样。
We're all sons or daughters of Adam. And in fact, we all look like Adam.
我们所有的人呢，都是亚当的子孙，所以我们所有的人都长得跟亚当差不多。All
different, but all very similar.
我们所有的人虽然都长得不一样，但是也都有很多的共同之处。So
I think that if you were to see Adam and Eve on the street today, you would say, well, they're just ordinary, everyday people. We will be like them. All right, we're going to carry on now to the paragraph that starts in verse 50 and goes down to the end of verse 50. I think we'll go down to the end of verse 54.
所以呢，我们大家来再来看50到54节，我来用中文先给大家读一下。第50节，弟兄们，我告诉你们说，血肉之体不能承受神的国，必朽坏的。 不能承受不朽坏的。我如今把一件奥秘的事告诉你们，我们不是都要睡觉，乃是都要改变。就在一瞬间，眨眼之间，号筒末次吹响的时候，因号筒要响，死人要复活，成为不朽坏的，我们也要改变。这必朽坏的，总要变成不朽坏的；这必死的，总要变成不死的；这必朽坏的，即变成不朽坏的；这必死的，即变成不死的。那时，经上所记死被得胜吞没的话，就应验了。
Yeah. All right. Verse 50 then says, I declare to you, brothers, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, nor does the perishable inherit the imperishable, which is very interesting. The Lord Jesus said to Nicodemus, Nicodemus, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of heaven or the kingdom of God. Here we've got similar words. Flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. You and I have got to be born again so that we have spiritual life, because the spiritual life will be able to inherit the kingdom of God. But the natural man, the natural woman cannot inherit that wonderful kingdom.
第50节讲的呢, 就是血肉之体不能承受神的国, 非常有意思的是, 主耶稣对尼哥底母说, 啊, 除非你重生, 否则你不能承受神的国, 所以这里呢, 呃, 跟那有类似之处, 我们的自然的血气的身体, 是不能承受神的国的, 除非我们重生, 我们有一个属灵的身体, 这样我们才能承受神的国。
And the same thing is true regarding our perishability, our frailty. The perishable does not inherit the imperishable. In other words, if we're going to be bodies that are not going to be subject to be broken down, we have got to get new bodies.
这里呢, 也谈到了这个朽坏这一件事儿。 同样的是呢, 啊, 这个必朽坏的, 不能承受不朽坏的, 所以我们要得到一个新的身体, 这个身体呢, 是不朽坏的。
All right, so, verse 51 then says, listen, I tell you a mystery, we shall not all sleep, but we will all be changed.
第51节呢, 也是这样说的, 我今天把一件奥秘的事告诉你, 我们不是都要睡觉, 而是要改变。
Now, we're not really sure how we're going to be changed.
我们不是很确定我们怎样去改变。
But somehow we will be changed. All the logic that has gone through the early part of the chapter will prevail, but we will be a people who will be changed.
所以呢,我们, 是一定会改变。我们从前面的那些,前面一节,这一章前面的几节, 得出来逻辑呢,是我们都会战胜,我们都会改变。
And we're not sure what all that's going to imply, but it is going to be a miraculous change.
我们不知道那些指的是什么,但是我们知道这都是一个神奇的改变。
Now, the line that we've been looking at, verse 51 says, I show you a mystery.
所以呢, 我们在, 五十一节前面读到的是呢，我把一件奥秘的事告诉你们。
Now the word mystery is a very significant word in the New Testament.
所以这个奥秘呢，在新约里是一个非常重要的词。
And it carries its own special meaning.
它一定呢含有特别的意义。
So what is referred to here is a mystery, but a very special kind of mystery.
所以这里指出的呢是一件奥秘，而且是一件特别的奥秘。
Mystery usually means something that we do not understand, and that's exactly what is meant here.
所以呢，奥秘经常呢，意味着我们不理解，这就是说恰恰在这个单词在这里的意思。
But as the word is used in the New Testament, it also refers to something that people who lived in the Old Testament did not understand, did not know, did not contemplate at all.
所以呢，在这里呢，还有在新约里还有另外一个意思呢，就是说那些生活在旧约时代的人，他们通常他们不明白，他们不理解，他们也想不出来。
So in the Old Testament, people believed in the resurrection of the dead.
在旧约时代呢，有些人也相信那些死人的复活。
What they didn't understand was the greatness of the change that would come upon them at the time of the resurrection.
他们不明白的呢，是在他们复活的时候，对他们的有一个巨大的改变。
There is a sense in which the Old Testament Jew, when he is resurrected, will be an earthly person.
所以呢，在那里旧约的时候呢，当他们复活的时候，他们还是一个地球上的人。
We, when we are resurrected, will be heavenly people.
我们当我们复活的时候呢，我们是天堂的人。
Somehow there's going to be a difference.
一定有一些不同的地方。
And so this change is going to be a remarkable change. It's something like going from Adam to Jesus.
这里呢是一个非常引人注目的一个改变，是从亚当变成了主耶稣。
Who would you rather be like?
你想像谁？
Okay, well, when we were born to be like Adam.
当我们出生的时候，我们生出来就像亚当一样。
And that's very good.
这是非常好的。
When we're born again, we are born again to be like Jesus.
当我们重生的时候呢，我们重生出来像主耶稣一样。
And that is very much better.
这是一个非常非常好的。
Now all of this then is a mystery in the two senses. Number one, it's a big wonderful change.
所以这个奥秘呢是包括两个方面，第一个呢就是巨大的改变。
And number two, nobody knew that. They didn't know that in the Old Testament.
第二条呢就是没有人知道，他们在旧约时代一点都不知道。
So this is new truth that is being presented here.
这里呢讲的是一个新的真理在这里展现的。
And it relates not just to the fact that we will be changed, but it also relates to the fact of how we will be changed.
这里呢讲到的不仅是我们将会改变，而是讲到我们怎样去改变。
So verse 52 describes how it's going to happen.
第52节呢描述了将会怎样发生。
In a flash, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet, for the trumpet will sound, the dead will be raised imperishable, and we will be changed.
第52节, 就在一瞬间眨眼之间号筒末次吹响的时候, 因号筒要响, 死人要复活, 成为不朽的, 我们也要改变。
When is this going to take place? It's going to take place at the rapture.
这是什么时候将发生的呢? 这是发生在教会被提的时候。
What's going to happen? The answer is the trumpet will be blown.
将会发生什么呢? 因为那个号角会吹响。
And the trumpets in Scripture were basically designed to call people to action.
所以呢，在圣经里，这个号角是用来设计呼唤人们去行动的一个工具。
In most armies, I'm not sure if it's true today, but it certainly was true before, to get people to wake up in the morning, you blew the trumpet.
所以呢，在很多的军队里，他不是确定现在还是不这样，但是在以前都是这样的，他们是要吹起床号来唤醒所有的士兵的。
Have you ever slept through your alarm?
所以你有没有睡过去当你的闹钟响的时候呢?
Okay, and sometimes I have a fear of doing that. But what would you do if you had a trumpet? Somebody came into your room and blew a trumpet. Do you think you'd sleep through it?
所以有时候呢，我睡过了，我的闹钟响了，我还是睡过去了。但是你想一下，如果有一个人到你的卧室来， 拿一个号角吹，你还会睡过去吗?
So I didn't think I'd like to be a soldier because I was afraid if I went to the army, they'd blow the trumpet in the room. It would scare me so much, I'd jump right out of bed without even waking up. I'd just be up and out. And I said, I don't know if I want to be in the army.
所以呢，他有时候在想，如果我是一个士兵， 我在军营里，如果他们来到我的房间里吹一个号角，我一下就会从床上跳起来，我会非常不舒服。我不认为我想成为一个士兵。Interestingly,
in the Old Testament, the trumpet was blown when the people were to start marching to go to another place.
所以呢，在有趣的是，在旧约时代呢， 当他们吹响号角的时候，人们会从一个地方行军到另外一个地方。This
trumpet is going to blow, and all the people are going to say, listen, let's go, and we'll all be caught up together to meet the Lord in the air.
所以呢，这个号角会吹响，我们说呢，我们都要走，这样我们都会被
All right, the trumpet will sound, the dead will be raised, and we're going to be changed at that precise moment. We're going to come out of the grave as a new creature.
所以呢，那个时候号角吹响的时候，死人要复活，我们会在那一刹那间，我们都会改变。
I've been impressed over the last few weeks watching some of the plants sprout out of the ground.
所以呢，我非常兴奋的，在前面几个星期，我看见那个芽从那个土里发出来。
Some of them, I think, were growing about an inch a day, just going ahead like you wouldn't believe.
所以呢，有些其中有些一天会长一英寸，它一直会那么长，所以令你难以置信的速度往上涨。
And I was saying to myself, Lord, how do you make them grow so fast?
所以我就跟我自己说，主啊，你怎样让这些芽发得这么快呢？
But they're not growing anywhere near as fast as we will be growing, because we're going to come out of the grave instantaneously. We'll go from dust into our new bodies. We're going to be changed in an instant, and we'll be caught up to be together with Jesus.
但是他们长得再快也没有我们变化的快，我们会从土里一瞬间就变出来，变成一个成长成一个新的物种，在空中与主耶稣相会。
So we're not sure exactly how all this is going to happen.
我们不是太确定这是怎样发生的。
The theologians have put a name on this. They call it the rapture.
所以那些神学家呢，把这些起了一个专门用的名词叫rapture。
All the Christians are going to come out of the graveyard at the same time. All the Christians on the earth are going to be going up to be with the Lord Jesus at the same time.
所有那些死了的基督徒都会先被提到空中与主耶稣相会，然后活着的基督徒也会瞬间被提到空中与主耶稣相会。
And we're not told all the details of it, but it's going to be one exciting split-second moment.
所以呢，我们不知道所有的细节，但是我们知道的那个是一个非常令人兴奋的瞬间。
I like to let my imagination go at this point, but we don't know what's going to happen, but I do know that many of our family are in a graveyard over at 41st and Fraser Street.
所以呢，我把我的想象的空间继续发挥一下。那个时候，我家里的死去的人都埋在那个41间Fraser和41间那个墓地的人，也会跟我在一起同时。
All I know is that somehow those bodies that are in that grave that day are going to be raised.
所以呢，我所知的是，那些我家里的埋在那个墓地的人，他们都会以某种方式复活。
And I like to think that there might be a mini explosion at that point.
所以呢，我在想象在那一个点上会发生很多爆炸。
And I think that a non-Christian who was standing there might say, well, what happened?
所以我在想那些非基督徒如果站在旁边的时候，他们说，会说发生了什么呢？
And they might find a lot of dirt sprayed around and a hole, and I think someone might say, those people in that grave were Christians and they have gone to heaven.
想象可能是那些土啊，那些尘土都会在空中四散，他们就会想那些人是基督徒，他们正在去天堂。
Now I've no idea that that's the way the Lord is going to do it, and He's certainly not going to be looking to me for counsel.
所以呢，我不知道，那个是主是以那种方式把我们提上去。 但是呢，我不认为主会来征求我的意见。But
in a moment, the graves are going to be opened, and the Christians are going to be who are alive are going to be gathered with them, and they're all going up to meet the Lord in the air.
所以在那一瞬间呢，坟墓会打开，所有活着的基督徒呢也会一起上去，在云中和我们的主耶稣相会。
All right, the verse says, for the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised imperishable, and we will be changed.
所以那节经文说，号角会吹响，死人要复活，成为不朽坏的，我们也要改变。
And that is worth getting excited about.
这就是值得我们去
Okay. Sometimes little children get excited.
有时候呢，一些小孩他会感到非常兴奋。
And they may say, we're all excited today because Grandma is coming. Grandma is coming. Grandma is coming.
他们会说呢，啊，我们今天都非常高兴，因为奶奶要来，奶奶要来，奶奶要来。
And when she comes, she may very well bring a big smile and even some cookies when she comes.
所以当那个奶奶来的时候呢，她会带很多那个小的饼干、点心，她会带着微笑带来很多好吃的。
And the little children get excited just thinking about the fact that Grandma's coming. They get all excited.
所以那些小孩他感到兴奋呢，他们只是想象着那个奶奶来的时候那个场景，他们就感到兴奋了。
Okay, and we say Jesus is coming. We get a whole lot more excited than they do.
我们在说呢，主耶稣会来，我们比他们更感到兴奋。
All right, verse 53 says, For the perishable must clothe itself with the imperishable, and the mortal must clothe itself with immortality.
所以第五十三节说呢，这必朽坏的总要变成不朽坏的，这必死的总要变成不死的。
So the question is, why in that verse is the little word must used?
所以呢，问题就是呢，在这一节经文里，那个一个小小的单词 must 为什么要用在那里？
It would make great deal of sense if it just said will, wouldn't it?
这个呢，如果说它只是用一个将要 will 这样的一个词，是不是有很大的区别呢？
Why did the Spirit of God put the word must there?
为什么神的圣灵要把这个 must 这个必须放在这里呢？
Well, I think the reason is because if we weren't changed from perishable to imperishable and from mortal to immortal, the whole system would fall apart.
所以呢，我认为呢，如果我们不会从那些必朽坏变成不朽坏，从必死变成不死的，那整个这个系统呢就会整个崩塌。
The whole Bible says we must be changed to be like God.
所以呢，圣经说呢，我们必要改变，改变成像神那样。
And so, I like that because it gives us even more confidence in the promises. We must be changed.
所以呢，我喜欢这个，因为这样呢，给我更大的信心，因为我们必要改变。
And then verse 54 goes on, and it says, when this perishable has been clothed with the imperishable, and the mortal with immortality, then the saying that is written will come true. Death has been swallowed up in victory.
所以第五十四节说呢，这必朽坏的既变成不朽坏的，这必死的既变成不死的，那是经上所记的死被圣吞没的话就应验了。
So of all the victorious events in life, which one is most certain?
所以呢，这些所有的得胜的哪一件是更确定的呢？
And apart from the resurrection of the dead, the certainty lies with death. Everybody is going to die.
所以呢，就是说，除了我们要复活以外，那些死的，他就是非常确定的，他必须要死。
And so the philosopher would say that death is the ultimately most victorious element in the world.
因为那些哲学家说呢，死亡是这个世界上最终要胜过一切的一个元素。
But the Bible says, no, 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 that's not true. The victory of death must be swallowed up by the victory of the resurrection.
所以呢，圣经说呢，不，这个呢，死亡最终要会被复活吞没。
So the Christian is no longer living his life in the fear of death.
基督徒呢，就不再活在一个害怕死亡的人生中。
So I don't know how this translates, but Winston Churchill talked along a line like this.
所以他不知道这个应该怎么去翻译啊。英国的那个前首相温斯顿·丘吉尔讲了一个很长的一句话。
He said regarding the worst day in the Second World War.
他说呢，在关于在第二次世界大战中最糟糕的日子里。
He said, "This is not the end, nor is this the beginning of the end." He said.This is the end of the beginning.
所以他说呢，这个不是结束，也不是结束的开始，而是开始的结束。
Okay, when we are resurrected, that will not be the end.
当我们复活的时候呢，那并不是结束。
If you've trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, it's not the beginning of the end, as it will be if you have not trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior.
所以呢，如果你相信主耶稣为你的个人救主，他并不是一个终结的开始，也就像那些。不相信主耶稣的人一样，他们是一个开始的终结。
But this resurrection will be the end of the beginning.
所以那个复活呢，就是那个开始的终结。
And from then on, everything is wonderful. We get to be like Jesus.We get to live with Jesus in heaven forever. We will have our perfectly resurrected bodies, resurrected life. All we have to look forward to is everlasting joy.
所以我们所有的开始呢，都是一个很美好的事情。我们将会跟主耶稣在一起，我们会有。一个复活以后，我们有很多的我们喜乐，我们最终要有的是一个永恒的喜乐。
So life is just the beginning. Everlasting life is what it's all about.
所以那个生命只是刚刚开始，但是永生却是所有的要重要的东西。
All right, verse 55 says.Where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, He gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ.
第五十五节、五十六、五十七说：死啊，你得胜的权势在哪里？死啊，你的毒钩在哪里？死的毒钩就是罪，罪的权势就是律法。感谢神，使我们藉着我们的主耶稣得胜。
So verse 56 then says, the sting of death is sin.
第五十六节说，死的毒钩就是罪。
So what happens? Well, death is something like, like being claimed by a bee. A bee, a buzz bee. A bee that goes buzz in the spring.
这里讲的呢，就像是那个死亡就像那个蜜蜂一样。
And a bee comes along if it's one of these killer wasps that's just come into this part of the world. It stings you and... its sting is such that you will die because of the sting.
所以呢，那个死亡的有一种叫死亡的毒蜂，它如果飞过来，它蛰你一下，你就会死，因为那个死亡的那种死亡毒蜂，它有它那个毒是足够致死的。
How would you know that you were going to die?
你怎么知道你将会死呢？
Well, the stinger from the killer wasp is still in you.
因为那些毒蜂呢，它要来蛰你。
Okay, and the stinger, as far as we are concerned, is sin.
所以这个毒钩呢，我们认为呢，就是罪。
How do you know that you're going to die? Because you're a sinner.
你怎么知道你会死呢？因为你是个罪人。
And so the sting comes in, and it stings us, and we say, Oh no, I am going to die.
所以这个毒钩来了，死亡毒钩来了呢，它撅你一下，你说啊，我知道我要死了。
How do we know that?
我们怎么知道这些呢？
Well, the stinger sin is, it is empowered by the law.
所以呢，这个死亡的毒钩呢，是来自律法的。
And so the law says, if you sin, you must die. And so the sting is the sin, and the law says there must be death to follow.
所以律法说呢，如果你犯了罪，你就必须是死，必须要死。如果你在罪的结果，你有了罪，那个结果一定会跟随而来，就是死亡。
And of course, the better illustration of all this is the fiery serpents who stung the people of Israel in the wilderness.
所以最好的这个例子去说明的呢，就是在旷野里神给的那个火蛇，他们去叮咬当时的那个以色列人。
So all those people knew they were going to die because the snake had bitten them and left the sting in their body.
所以呢，那些人呢都知道他们会死，因为那个毒蛇咬了他，那毒就在他们身体里面。
And so the Lord Jesus said to Nicodemus, just as the serpent was lifted up on the pole and the people who'd been stung could look to him and live, so Jesus will be lifted up on the cross and the people who look to Jesus will live.
主耶稣跟尼哥底母说，当就像当时的那个蛇被举起来，那些被毒蛇咬了的人，身体里有毒的，看见那个被举起来的蛇会活的，就像今天人们看见在十字架上的主耶稣，他们看见了以后，他们身体毒也会消，他们会也会活。
And so verse 57 says, But thanks be to God, He gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ.
第五十七节说，感谢神，是我们藉着我们的主耶稣基督得胜。
And we get that same victory that they got in the day of Moses when the snakes had bitten them. We get the same victory by trusting in the Lord Jesus Christ. His victory leads us, gives us victory over death.
因为我们就像当年摩西那个年代，他们的人活了样，我们同样得到的得胜，我们最后我们得胜跟他们是一样的，我们得到的最终胜利是战胜死亡。
So, if you speak to me today and you say, now, Harold, what is the next significant thing that's going to happen in your life?
所以如果你今天跟我说 ,Harold, 在你的人生中什么是最不重要的发生的事情呢？
And I say, well, I hope the next significant thing that's going to happen is that I'm going to be taken up to heaven.
我刚才翻错了。他说，如果你问他，你人生中最重要的下一步要发生的最重要的是什么呢？他会说， 他认为下一步最重要的是他会去天堂。
Frankly, that's going to solve a lot of problems.
坦率地说，这会解决很多的问题。
Okay, so I, for many reasons, I'm happy to go to heaven.
所以出于很多原因，我非常高兴去天堂。
All right, so you think about the rapture of the church, the day that the Lord Jesus comes and calls you to heaven. You tell me what's more exciting to look forward to.
所以呢，你想一下，如果今天主耶稣来把我们提到天上去，你去想一下，还有什么事情能比这个更令人兴奋吗？
You say, no, no, I've got nothing else on my schedule that's better than that.
所以你说，不不不，我的时间表里还有比这重要的。
All right. Now there's a conclusion to all of this.
所以呢，我们的所有的这些，我们可以得出一个结论。
And the conclusion is in verse 58. Roy is going to read that.
结论是在第五十八节，我来跟大家读一下。所以，我亲爱的弟兄们，你们务要坚固，不可摇动，常常竭力多做主工，因为知道你们的劳苦在主里面不是徒然的。
Because we know we're going to heaven, because we know we're going to be changed, we say, all right, I'm going to live for Jesus today.
因为我们知道我们都要去天堂，因为我们知道我们都要会改变，所以我说我们现在要为主而活。
Therefore, my dear brothers, first thing, stand firm.
所以呢，这里说，所以我亲爱的弟兄们，你们第一件事，你们要坚固。
Let nothing move you.
你不可动摇。
Oh, that's exciting. We don't need to worry about anything. We're going to stand firm with Jesus. Nothing can move us. We're going ahead. God is going to take us all to heaven.
所以呢，我们这是非常令人兴奋的。我们要坚固，不能让任何事情让我们动摇。这样，神把我们会带到天堂去和主耶稣在一起。
What are you going to do now? Well, you're always going to give yourselves fully to the work of the Lord.
所以你现在要做什么呢？你要常常竭力多做主工。
Now, there's another logic that could come into play here.
另外一个逻辑呢，在这里可能。
The logic would be, if Jesus is going to come, I'm just going to stop work and I'm going to wait for him.
所以呢，另外一个逻辑呢，在这里是行不通的，因为这个逻辑说，如果主耶稣现在会来，我就停止我的工作。
I've even heard of some people who use the expression, he's just resting up for heaven.
所以呢，我已经也听到一些人，他们说他们现在开始休息，他们休息等着去天堂。
No, that's not the logic at all.
这不是这样的逻辑。
We're going to heaven, and therefore we're going to work even harder today, because we're going to be in heaven tomorrow.We're going to get ready. We're going to do everything we can because the time is short. We'll rest when we get to heaven.
所以呢，我们现在的逻辑是呢，我们明天要去天堂，所以我们今天要更努力的工作，因为时间已经越来越少了。我们要更加努力的。不断的工作，因为我们到了天堂，我们就会休息了。
And so, let me remind you that that is a potentially common problem to say, I will rest up, I'm going to go to heaven, so I'm going to relax, I won't work, I'm just going to go to heaven.
我就这我要提醒的，这里是一个潜在的问题，因为有些人说我要去天堂。所以我现在我什么都不用做，我现在要好好休息一下，我等着去天堂。
And so to the Thessalonians in passages that we were talking about on Sunday morning, the Thessalonians are told this, There said, if a man doesn't work, he should not eat.
所以我们在星期天早上讲到的关于提苏罗尼迦的那一章的时候，提苏罗尼迦人当时被告知，如果他不工作，就不能吃饭。It's
a totally different logic. Both logics could be argued, but the Lord said, no, you get to go to heaven, therefore you make sure you get your work done today.
因为这呢，很多都是完全不同的逻辑，但是主耶稣说，如果你要去天堂，你必须把你今天的事情做完。And
against the question would be, why would you do that?
我们的问题呢，我猜问题可能是那样，为什么你要做那样做呢？
And the answer is because you know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain.
所以呢，这个呢，就是说，你知道你在神里做的工是不会徒然的。
Okay, every work you do for the Lord will be rewarded.
每一件你为主所做的事将会得到奖赏。
And the time for working is now and will not be around forever. We've only got a short time that we can live for Jesus.
所以呢，现在就是工作的时间，我们不会一直在现在这种状况下，我们一定要抓紧时间为主工作。
And therefore, we say, all right, Lord Jesus, we're going to get together and we're going to work for you today.
所以我们说呢，主呢，主耶稣，我们将要在一起。所以今天我要为你做工。All right,
that's the story of the resurrection. 1 Corinthians chapter 15.
所以这就是复活的故事，就是格林多前书第15章。So
my question now is, do we have any questions on all this?
所以我的问题呢，就是我们大家有没有问题关于我们所讲的这些？
This resurrection story is very, very important. It's extremely wonderful. Do you have any questions on it or other things that we should consider now before we get into 16?
所以这个复活是非常非常重要的，也是非常非常美好的。大家如果有什么问题可以提出来，或者是关于其他的我们需要关注的，在我们去学习第16章之前。Who's
got a question?
谁有问题？我想问一个问题。
就是那个56节，为什么说罪的权势就是律法？
Okay. So, Linda's question is at verse 56.
Yes.
So her question is why the power of sin is the law?
Aha, very good question. Why is the power of sin the law? Okay, so people say, I don't think that sin is that bad. I think it's pretty good. I can break that law. I can do that. Everything's okay. But no, we know that that sin is bad because there's a law behind it.
我不认为罪有那么糟糕，每一件事都会变得好的。所以呢，我们知道呢，是罪呢，罪后面是因为有律法。All
right, so what is the power of sin? The power of sin is that if you commit sin, the law will punish you.
所以呢， 罪的权势是什么呢？ 就是说如果你犯了罪，律法就会惩罚你。
So is sin bad? Yes. How do we know? Well, if you do that, you'll be sent to prison. We have a law that says, thou shalt not kill.
所以呢，我们怎么知道罪有那么糟糕呢？因为你知道，如果犯了罪，他们就会把你送到监狱里去。我们有那一条律法说，你不可杀人。
So one of the reasons why people wouldn't kill somebody else in Canada today is if you do, you will go to prison for many, many years.
为什么今天我们在加拿大大家不敢杀人呢？因为如果你真的杀了人，你会被关在监狱里很多很多年。
In the Old Testament, in the Bible days, if you killed somebody, the judges would have to kill you.
在旧约时代呢，如果你杀了谁，那个法官必须把你也杀掉。So
the fact that the law has power rests on the fact that if you break that law, if you sin, you will pay the penalty that the law demands. The strength of sin, the power of sin, is the law.
所以法律的诠释是律法的诠释什么呢？如果你违反律法，或者说你犯了罪，你必须付出你应有得到你应有的惩罚。Okay.
Any other comment or question?
大家有没有其他的问题或者其他的想法？
Very good.
那我还是说国语吧，那Roy哈，就是刚才那个Harold说的那个 work，那个 work 不是说的我们那种8小时工作那个 proper 那种 specific 那种 work 吧，
okay.
是指的是我们为神做工的那种 work 吧。
Yeah. So her question is, we talk about the work. So, her question is. What kind of the work? The work is our daily work or work for the Lord?
Not daily, 那种 specific 那种 work, I think.
你,
not only this, right?
你说的正常的工作?
Yeah.
你指的是哪些工作?
就是那种 work, 我是觉得不是说的是 那种具体的8小时那种 daily 的那种 work 吧。就是我跟他讲，就是
daily
work。不是的。你讲的
work 是什么？我就是现在问他，我跟你翻译过来，就是说他到底是讲的是 daily work 还是那个 work for the Lord。All
right, let's go to verse 58 again.
所以我们大家继续来看第58节。And
the middle line is. Always give yourselves fully to the work of the Lord.
这里讲的呢，是常常竭力做主工。So
there's two kinds of work we can be involved in every day. One is the work that I do for myself, and the other is the work that I do for the Lord.
因为我们每天呢，都会涉及到两种工作。 一种工作呢是为我自己工作，另外一种工作呢是你为主工作。So
I may drive a truck in order to make sure that I've got food on the table at home, but I would also hopefully work for God in order to further His kingdom, even if when I do that I'm not driving the truck or making any wages.
所以呢，我也许我会去开一个卡车，卡车呢，保证我每天桌上有吃的、有食物。但是呢，我也会去同时去为主做工。如果那个开卡车的工作能够跟我跟主做的工作有冲突的话，我宁愿去做主的工，准备我们将来天上的事。So
the Bible is basically saying here, Harold. Because the resurrection is coming, don't spend all your time driving the truck, but especially don't spend all your time watching television after you've been driving the truck, because your labor, your working for God is going to be rewarded very, very clearly when the Lord comes.
所以在圣经里这里讲的说因为复活是真的，所以说 Harold 你不要说每天就去开卡车做那样的工作，尤其是你开完卡车以后不要坐在那里看电视，因为你跟主做的工都不是突然的，将来一定会得到奖赏的。
Now some people would say, well, if we're going to go to heaven soon, what's the point of driving a truck?
有些人是这样讲的，如果我们马上要去天堂，那我为什么现在要去开卡车呢？
What's the point of serving the Lord?
为什么我们现在要去服侍主呢？
If we're going to go to heaven soon, I think what I will do is go to my backyard, I'll put my feet up, I'll have a little nap, and wait for the Lord Jesus to come.
那些人呢说的，如果我们马上要进天堂的话，我就会到我的后院去，把我的脚翘起来，然后睡一小觉，然后等着主来接我去天堂。
So I think there are those three aspects of work. One is work for the Lord. Number two is drive the truck. Number three is stay home and rest.
所以他认为这个工作有三个方面的，第一个是服侍主，第二个是开卡车，第三个呢就是待在家里休息。
So you say, I'm not just going to sit down and rest, and I'm not going to waste all my time driving the truck so that I can make more money. I'm going to serve the Lord as much as I can, but I'll drive enough truck in order to keep myself alive.
所以呢，他说呢，我就认为我不会在家里休息，我也不会去说我把我很多时间都花在开卡车上以便赚更多的钱，但是呢我要把我尽可能的时间都用在服侍主上，但是我不会停止开卡车，这样的话我会得到足够的食物和生活。
OK, any other questions, comments?
有没有其他的问题？
Linda,
John made it.
That was John's comment, was it? All right. If John had a question, we'd answer that too.
No, sorry.
Okay, what about Sunny? Did you have a question, Sunny?
Yeah.
All right, go ahead.
Yeah.我不太明白他前面讲的那一段，十六章前面讲的，就是说他说这个属血气的在先，然后属灵的在后，那他是不是前面指的是亚当，后面指的是主耶稣，然后说我们的身体一定要换成一个属灵的身体，不是现在的身体，将来我们上了天堂以后，就是活着的人死了的人都要变换目前的身体的形状，是吧？他说因为地朽坏的不能承受不朽坏的天国。
这你的问题是你不理解为什么亚当在先主在后，是吧？
对。
So, her question is, she cannot understand why Adam first, the Lord Jesus last.
Why Adam was first and the Lord Jesus was last. Well, I'm not sure I understand the significance of the question.
So he doesn't understand your question. We're a little bit confused. Your question is where?
My question is, he now says he created a earthly Adam.然后呢亚当犯了罪以后才有一个属灵的 他就没有明确的说，我理解是属灵的末后的末后的亚当是活人的灵，这就是这个是不是指的主耶稣？
那个是指的主耶稣，
是指耶稣是吧？
对。
所以，那好，那我就明白了。他是说先造了亚当，因为亚当犯了罪，才造了属灵的，才有属灵的主耶稣的，救恩，是这意思是吧？
你说的是先造亚当犯了罪，所以才有了主是吧？
对。
So I think she is a little bit confused about that. The Lord created the Adam first.
Yes.
After Adam sinned, so the Lord created the Lord Jesus.
Yes.
Lord Jesus is the last Adam.
All right. Well.Maybe your question relates to the word last. The fact is that the Lord Jesus was the last father that we need. Adam was our first father. We had many fathers in between, but Jesus is the last father that we need. We must follow him. When we do,We don't ever need another father. He's the last father, the last Adam for us.
所以呢，他说呢，你的问题可能在那个末后的那个上面，因为他说呢，亚当是我们最开始的父，我们在这之前，在亚当之后，我们有很多很多的父，所以呢，主耶稣呢，他是我们最后的一个父。自从我们有了主耶稣这个父以后，我们不再需要任何的其他的父。
Does that help at all?
有没有明白
？Thank you. Thank you.
Okay. We're not when we get to heaven, we're not going to be told there's another Jesus who's got something far better for us than the Jesus we've got.There's nothing greater than Jesus. We'll enjoy him forever.
因为我们到了天堂以后呢，我们不会被告知我们还有一个比主耶稣更好的给我们。我们是主耶稣对我们来说是最好的，他是永恒的。
All right. Keep your questions coming.
大家还可以继续的问。无论有什么问题都可以问，刚才没有问清楚的也可以继续澄清。
All right, let's try going on to chapter 16 then. But I guess before I've got to give you a summary of the logic in the book of 1 Corinthians.
所以呢，我们下面要进入到第十六章，在这之前，我想给大家一些。基本的逻辑是关于给格林多前书的。
There were many problems in the Corinthian church.
在当时格林多教会里有很多很多的问题。
Each one had to be corrected in turn.
每一个问题都必须要特定的条件下去把它更正。
The first problem is that they were fighting with one another, and there were four different groups in the assembly.
第一个问题呢是他们互相的争斗，因为在当时的教会里有四种不同的人。
And then there was a time when they were addressing various major sins that would come in to the individuals.In the congregation.
然后当时在教会里呢，他们指出了每一个个别的罪在里边发生的。
And then chapter 11 through 14, he addresses issues that were important to the operation of the church, of the assembly.
所以从第十一章到第四章，第十四章呢？我们讲到的关于教会是怎么运作的被告知。
And the question that could be presented after all this is simply this. Why is all that important?
这个呢，提出来的出现的问题就是呢，为什么这些前面讲的是重要的？
And the answer is it's important because we are going all to be resurrected. We're going to be going to heaven in the rapture, and therefore we'd better get ready.
因为这个呢，为什么重要呢？因为我们都要复活，我们都要被提，我们都要去天堂，所以我们最好做好准备。
When I was in school, we used to pay attention in class because there was going to be a final exam.
当我在学校的时候呢，我上课的时候非常认真，为什么呢？因为马上就要期末大考了。
I would take very close notes.
我会记很多的笔记。
I would study them, I would remember them, because there was going to be an exam.
我会去学习，我会去记背一些东西，因为马上就要有一个考试来了。
Sometimes in May, the teacher would say to the class, we're not going to have any more exams this year.
有的时候在五月份呢，我们的老师就会说，我们这后面不会再有任何考试了。
And some of the boys said, and I'm not going to study anymore this year.
有些人就说呢，这今年我不再学，不再参加任何学习了。
If it's not going to be on the exam, it's probably not important. I'm not going to waste my time on it.
如果这个后面没有考试呢，我们现在学东西可能就是不重要，我不会浪费时间再去学那些东西。
But the resurrection is the great proof that there will be a final exam and there will be all the blessings to flow. Don't stop studying just because it's May.
因为现在呢，复活呢，它是最后一个考试，所以你现在呢，最好是准备好，准备好，为这个考试准备好，不要停止，在五月份不要停止学习。
So that's the logic of the flow of the book. Now just a few other things related a lot to people, how to get along with people, and also the very next item is the collection of money for the work of God.
因为这呢，浮现呢，这个逻辑是这么浮现出来的。后面讲到的是怎样大家和人相处，怎样去收奉献。
All right, so it's interesting. After the resurrection, the mention is made. What about collecting money? The Christians in Judea were very, very poor. The Christians in Corinth had money. Paul is going to say, you Christians in Corinth, you collect some money, send it to your brothers in need in Judea.
最有趣的是在讲完复活以后呢，就将后面讲怎么收奉献。使徒保罗说呢，那个当时在犹大那一块的人信徒非常穷，你们在格林多的人很有钱，你们应该收一些奉献，收一些钱去救济那些生活在犹大地区的圣徒。
Why would you do that?
他为什么那么做呢？
Well, you'd collect the money if you realized that very soon you were going to be going up to heaven in the rapture, and therefore you'd better start using your money wisely for the Lord. Just as you would work for the Lord, you would give your money to the work of the Lord, and that way you would be preparing yourself for the very soon day of resurrection.
为什么那要那么做呢？因为如果你知道你马上要去见主的话，你最好把你的钱用在主的那个里面，这样的话呢，你就会 做好准备，做好准备，多做，把你的钱都用在，哎，这样是一个比较聪明的地方，用在主的里面。
All right, so Roy is going to read chapter 16, verses 1 through 4.
因为我跟大家用中文把格林多前书第十六章的第一到四节读一下。论道第一节，论道为圣徒捐钱，我从前怎样吩咐加拉太的众教会，你们也当怎样行。每逢七日的第一日，个人要照自己的进项抽出来留着，免得我来的时候献凑，及至我来了，你们写信举荐谁，我就打发他们把你们的捐资送到耶路撒冷去。若我也该去，你他们可以和我同去。
Yeah. All right. Reading it together now. Now about the collection for God's people. Do what I told the Galatian churches to do. On the first day of every week, each one of you should set aside a sum of money in keeping with his income, saving it up so that when I come, no collections will have to be made. Then, when I arrive, I will give letters of introduction to the men you approve and send them with your gift to Jerusalem. If it seems advisable for me to go also, they will accompany me.
现在读的是第十六章，格林多前书第十六章的一到四节啊。
All right, so there were certain procedures for the receiving of the offerings for the work of God.
这里呢有一个规程，规程呢就是怎样收钱去做神的工。
There was a need, and that was in Jerusalem, as we've mentioned.
这里呢，是有一个需求，这里提到的呢是在耶路撒冷有需求。
And there was a pattern for each of the churches to follow, not just the church at Corinth here, but also the churches of Galatia. They were following the same procedures.
这里呢，是有一个样板，大家所有的教会呢都要去遵守，不光是格林多。当时的加拉太教会也都是遵从这样的一个规程。
And the pattern was that on the first day of every week, each one would set aside a sum of money in keeping with his income, saving it up for the time that Paul would come or others would come in order to take it to Jerusalem.
这个样板呢，就是说每逢七日的第一日，个人要照自己的进项抽出来留着，就等着使徒保罗来或者其他的人来收取。
So we try to follow that particular pattern here at 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel.
所以我们在十六街教堂里呢，我们也是在试图去遵循这样一个样板。
On a normal Sunday morning, we pass the collection bag around and each person puts some money in.
在每个星期的第一天，也就是星期天的早上，我们传递那个收奉献的那个袋子。
We don't usually tell the people in advance what the special needs are.We just pass it every week. People put in what they feel the Lord would have them donate to His work.
因为我们呢，并不会提前告诉大家在哪里有需求，所以每一个星期的开始的第一天呢，星期天的早上，我们会传递那个奉献的袋子，大家认为他可以放多少去做主的工的里，他就放多少的袋子里面。
Verse 2 says that he should set aside a sum of money in keeping with his income.
第二节说呢，个人呢要照自己的镜像抽出来留着。
Which would mean that the Christian would determine in his own heart how much he would give. It wouldn't be so much related to the need as it's related to his opportunity to give.
所以呢，这个呢是在每一个基督徒的心里，他自己决定他要拿出来多少给主做工，而不是说去为拿多少出来给那些需要的人。
Sometimes, collections are made in churches not on this principle, but on the principle of specific need.
有的教会呢，他们不是按照这个规则来收奉献的，他们是按照有多少需求就收多少这样去收奉献。
And they might say, all right, this week we've got a really big need, you've got to put in more money this week.
他们会说，这个星期呢，我们有更多的需求，所以你们要多奉献一点钱。
And the principle here is that we give not so much on the basis of how much is the need, we give on the basis of how much we have that we could give.
这里的逻辑呢，就是我们不是给那些他们需要多少我们就给多少，而是给出多少我们自己能给出来的。
It's also interesting here that this is a planned or a predetermined giving rather than an emotional giving that would be just on the spur of the moment, yes, I'll give more, no, I'll give less.
这里讲到的呢，就是说这个是预先的计划好了的，这个星期呢你要给多少，而不是当时的一时冲动说啊，我今天要给多少给多少。
All right. The line is, so that when I come, there will be no collections having to be made. The decision was a pre-planned decision, not something emotional at the last minute.
这里呢讲的呢不是就说后半句讲是我来的时候免得你们先凑的话，这个意思就是说呢啊，你们都已经决定好了的，而不是当时的一时冲动说我要给多少。
So that makes the collections very simple and very logical.
这里呢，这样这个收奉献呢就非常有逻辑，也非常简单。
And the fact is that the collections were made once every week.
这事实上呢，收奉献呢是一个星期收一次。
So the collections became relatively routine or regular.
这个收奉献呢变成了一个常规的和普通的一个行为。
And just one other thing here, and that is that they were made on the first day of the week.
这里要提到的呢另外一件事呢，就是这个收奉献是在每个星期的第一天。
Some people say that the church should be meeting not on Sunday, the first day of the week. It should be meeting on Saturday.
有些人说呢，教会不应该在每个星期的第一天的星期天聚会，而是应该在星期六聚会。
Saturday was the Sabbath day. That's when they used to serve the Lord, worship the Lord in the Old Testament.
星期六呢是安息日，这就是旧约时代他们敬拜和服侍神的日子。
But the question is, when did they meet in the New Testament? Did they meet on Saturday, or did they meet in the New Testament on the first day of the week? Not the seventh day, but the first day of the week.
问题是在新约时代他们什么时候聚会呢？他们是在星期六了，还是在每个星期的第一天的星期天聚会了？
And as you go through the New Testament, you will find that there's evidence, this verse being one of those evidences, that the church met on the first day of the week, not on the Sabbath day, not on the seventh day.
所以呢这个呢你如果读一遍新约你通读新约的话你发现有很多证据这个证据就是其中之一那个教会的聚会呢是在每个星期的第一天星期天而不是在安息日星期六第七天。
They met in on the seventh day of the week in the Old Testament because of the contract of the Sabbath that the children of Israel were to follow in their relationship with the Lord.
因为他们在旧约时代他们跟那个时候他们在星期六聚会呢是因为他们当时他们对那个安息日的那个规定有冲突。
So in the New Testament, we don't worship on Saturday because we are not Israel and because our Lord Jesus Christ rose from the dead on the first day of the week.
我们在新约时代呢,我们不在星期六聚会,是因为我们不是犹太人,我们主耶稣呢,也是在星期天,每个星期的第一天复活的。
This appears to be the day then that the New Testament church met, and that's why we hold our church services on the Sunday.
这就是呢,在这里发现的,所以我们教会就在每一个星期的第一天,星期天聚会。
All right, well, our time is more than gone. We'll pick this up next week and carry on trying to finish 1 Corinthians. But thank you for being with us and patient today.
我们的时间呢已经超过了。我们下个星期呢继续学这个。我们试图结束这个《格林多前书》的学习。感谢大家的耐心和参与。
Let's have a word of prayer, and then we'll carry on. We'll be able to go. Lord, we thank you for the fact that you have promised that one day you're going to come back from heaven and take us all to be up with you in heaven. We are looking forward to that.
主啊,我们非常感恩您给我们的应许,这有一天您会从天堂来把我们带去和您在一起,我们盼望着那一天的来临。
And thank you also for telling us how to live in the meantime.
也非常感恩您告诉我们现在应该怎么活。
And so, Lord, we just pray that you will guide us and that you will bless us as we would learn from the wisdom that you have given us in this book.
主啊,请你,我们的祷告,请你引导我们,请你赐福我们,在我们学习圣经的时候。
Lord, the subject of the rapture of the church is exciting for us, but it's bad news, Lord, for those who reject the Lord Jesus Christ. And so we pray for those that you love and that we love, that there will be many who will put their trust in the Savior now so that they may enjoy those great blessings when Jesus returns.
主啊,我们知道这一个教会被提对我们来说是一个好消息,但是对那些您爱的,我们爱的不信的人来说,他们却是一个坏消息,我们求您让他们信主也能得到这样的赐福。
And so we give you thanks, Lord, for all your goodness to us. Bless us throughout the rest of this day and throughout the rest of this week.
我们也感谢您的美善,求您赐福我们在这样的一个星期和这样的一个时期。
And we give thanks now in Jesus' name.
我们奉主耶稣基督名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you one and all.
Thank you. Thank you.